listening to NPR News from Washington.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include the Lodestar Foundation, inspired by the principle that helping someone else less fortunate is a path to a happier, healthier, and more meaningful life. Learn more at LodestarFoundation.org.
You're listening to NPR's All Things Considered here on your place for NPR News, Kansas Public Radio. I'm Tom Parkinson in for Laura Larson today.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care, local arborists who provide professional tree care in the greater Lawrence area and who can be reached at kansastreecare.com or at 785-843-TREE.
6 minutes after 3 o'clock.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR's All Things Considered here on your place for NPR News, Kansas Public Radio. I'm Tom Parkinson, filling in for Laura Larson this afternoon. Laura will be back tomorrow. Coming up a little later this hour on All Things Considered, artists will be gathering to perform in North Lawrence tomorrow night for an event called Words Save Lives. The organizer, Marcia Epstein, says the artistic performances featuring poetry, dance, and music are being held on World Suicide Prevention Day.
Not every performance is a sad performance about suicide and suicide loss or struggles, because we need to laugh.
The event, Words Save Lives, will be held Wednesday night at the Union Pacific Depot in North Lawrence. It's intended for a mature audience. We'll hear more about it coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Audio Readers Audio Sale, a benefit sale of vinyl records, audio equipment, and more at the Lawrence Public Library, Saturday, September 13th. More information online at reader.ku.edu/audio sale.
That interview about Words Save Lives will be coming up in just about 20 minutes. Stay with us. Partly cloudy skies in the forecast for tonight, with overnight lows around 62 degrees. And then tomorrow, a mostly sunny day with a slight chance for showers late tomorrow afternoon. Afternoon highs tomorrow near 86 degrees. Afternoon highs in the low 90s on Thursday and then mid-90s on Friday and through the weekend. Right now, we've got sunny skies. It's 76 degrees in Lawrence. The time is 4:20.
Support for NPR comes from this station and from Focus.
Join us for Morning Edition tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. every weekday morning at 5. We bring you Morning Edition from NPR here on your place for NPR News, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 in Lawrence, 91.3 Olsburg, Junction City.
Support for KPR comes from Cromwell Solar, reminding listeners that tax credits for installing solar and battery systems on homes are set to expire soon. More information at cromwellsolar.com.
Regional headlines on the way in about 2.5 minutes. It's 3:30. For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Tom Parkinson with these regional news headlines. Thunderstorms packing tennis ball-sized hail and heavy rains pummeled parts of southern, central, and western Kansas last night. Flooding became a problem at the Kansas State Fair in Hutchinson, where officials closed all the parking lots on the fairgrounds. They'll be running a shuttle service today. The fair continues through Sunday. KWCH-TV reports that parts of central and western Kansas received significant rainfall yesterday, ranging from 7.5 to 10 inches of rain west of Salina. Governor Laura Kelly has issued a state of disaster emergency for those flooded areas. The declaration allows resources to be used to provide state assistance in the affected areas. The Kansas Department of Emergency Management has also partially activated the State Emergency Operations Center in Topeka to monitor the flooding and coordinate state resources. A planning commission has once again delayed a vote on an industrial waste processing plant project in Kansas City, Kansas. Noah Taborder brings us this report.
This is the second time there's been a delay. Once last month when the commission instructed the company behind the project to hold public forums with Armourdale residents. But the New Jersey-based company ReWorld has yet to do that. Many oppose the plant opening near their homes and an elementary school. Beto Lugo Martinez of the group Rise for Environmental Justice showed up to the meeting last night to raise those concerns.
There was no hearing for it. They just pushed it over to November.
Lugo Martinez says they don't know when ReWorld will hold a public meeting. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Noah Taborda.
Forbes magazine has released its annual list of the wealthiest Americans. The latest Forbes 400 shows that the 400 wealthiest people in the country combined are worth a record-setting $6.6 trillion. That's up $1.2 trillion over last year. Elon Musk is at the top of the list with more than $400 billion. Alice Walton, the only daughter of Walmart founder Sam Walton, is the wealthiest woman in America with an estimated worth of $106 billion. And Charles Koch, chairman of Koch Industries of Wichita, is the richest man in Kansas with an estimated worth of $73.8 billion. Koch Incorporated is the second largest privately held company in the U.S. In Major League Baseball, the Kansas City Royals lost to the Cleveland Guardians last night, 10-2 in Cleveland. The second in the four-game series is set for later this afternoon, coming up at 5:40. Partly cloudy with overnight lows tonight near 62 degrees. Right now it's sunny and 77 degrees. At 3:35.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Mary Louise Kelly.
And I'm Ari Shapiro. There are shocking scenes out of Nepal's capital, Kathmandu, today. Parliament on fire. Protesters have attacked politicians and set fire to the airport, too. The prime minister has quit. NPR's Dia Hadid is following this from her base in Mumbai. Hi there.
Hi, Ari.
What happened today? Listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Tom Parkinson. It's 3:44. Wednesday is World Suicide Prevention Day. In Lawrence, the day will be recognized by a free event tomorrow at Union Pacific Depot. It's called Words Save Lives, an evening filled with performances of poetry, dance, and music. One of the organizers is Lawrence resident Marcia Epstein. She's the former director of the Headquarters Counseling Center, now known as Headquarters Kansas. Epstein is perhaps best known for her decades of work helping other people deal with suicide loss. KPR's Jay Schaefer spoke to her about Wednesday's event.
The first Word Save Lives was on September 10th, World Suicide Prevention Day in 2014. And love is a verb. Taking a minute to recognize humans as humans and smiling. And if they don't smile back, that's okay.
Kindness.
We need to remember kindness. We need to stop being so afraid of other people and then not treating them with kindness. Kindness really is the thing.
That's Marcia Epstein, one of the organizers of the 12th annual Words Save Lives. It's a free event held tomorrow evening from 6 to 9 p.m. at the Union Pacific Depot in North Lawrence. Marcia Epstein was speaking to KPR's Jay Schaefer. Words Save Lives is intended for adults and older teens.
Support for KPR comes from the Midwest Trust Center, presenting new dance partners with KC Ballet, Owen Cox Dance Group, Storling Dance Theater, and Regina Klenyoski Dance Company, September 19th and 20th. More at jccc.edu/mtc.
Cloudy skies in the forecast for this evening. Overnight lows drop to around 61 or 62 degrees in Lawrence. Mostly sunny tomorrow. Slight chance for showers late tomorrow afternoon, like after 4 o'clock. Afternoon highs near 86 degrees tomorrow. And then it gets warmer after that. We'll see highs in the low 90s on Thursdays, bumping up to the mid-90s on Friday, and continuing in the mid-90s through the weekend. Right now, we've got sunny skies at 77 degrees at 10 minutes before 4. This is Kansas Public Radio.
From NPR News, this is All
Now shipping to additional states. Whether purchasing a few wines or joining the wine club, every purchase supports NPR. Available to adults 21 or older. NPRWineClub.org. From Viking, dedicated to creating travel experiences for the thinking person, with programs designed for cultural enrichment on board and on shore. Learn more at Viking.com. And from listeners like you who donate to this NPR station.
The Department of Health and Human Services is putting out a new report on children's health. This as the secretary comes under scrutiny for his policies. On the next Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us for Morning Edition every weekday morning at 5 a.m. here on your place for NPR News, Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're live, we're local. We are KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence, 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia, 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg, Junction City, 91.3. KANQ, Chanute, at 90.3. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org or ask your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Sunny and 77 degrees in Lawrence now. The time is 4 o'clock.
NPR News, Washington.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Chapter, offering Medicare advice to seniors nationwide and working to find the plans that best fit their needs. Advisors are available by dialing #250 and saying the keyword Medicare Help.
You're listening to NPR's All Things Considered here on Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center presenting I Mom So Hard, the flashback tour. Two moms, lots of laughs, creators of the web series. Saturday, September 13th, 7:30 p.m. Tickets at lead.ku.edu.
Partly cloudy this evening with overnight lows near 62. It's sunny and 77 degrees at 6 minutes after 4.
This is All Things.
From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio, KPR. We are your place for NPR News. 91.5 in Lawrence, 90.3 in Chanute.
Support for KPR comes from the Kaw Valley Farm Tour, an opportunity to explore 33 farms and 6 heritage sites throughout the Kaw River Valley. Activities for the whole family, October 4th and 5th. Details at kawvalleyfarmtour.com.
The nation's report card has just been released for 12th grade math and reading, along with 8th grade science. Are the scores up or down this year? We'll find out more about that coming up next. Also ahead in this next half hour, coming up in just about 15 minutes, public health officials are reacting to the Trump administration's latest report on child health.
Plastic chemicals, pesticides, herbicides, chemicals that we know are making children sick. This report says nothing about them.
Today's release is intended to be an action plan to address various problems. Details on that ahead in 15 minutes.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight's on Prairie Paws Animal Shelter, serving Ottawa, Manhattan, and Emporia. Prairie Paws provides compassionate care for animals in need. Donations help give pets a second chance. More information available at prairiepaws.org.
Expect partly cloudy conditions tonight. Overnight lows near 62 degrees. It's sunny and 77 degrees at 420.
Support for
the government is putting out a report on children's health, and this follows tense exchanges between Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and senators over vaccines. We'll talk about the Make America Healthy Again Commission report, the government's latest proposed actions, tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning for Morning Edition here on Kansas Public Radio. KPR's your place for NPR News. We bring you NPR's Morning Edition every weekday morning starting at 5 a.m. from 5 until 9. Partly cloudy skies in our forecast for tonight. Overnight lows expected to drop to around 62 degrees. And then tomorrow it'll be mostly sunny. Slight chance for showers tomorrow afternoon, late afternoon after 4 or 5. Afternoon highs tomorrow near 86 degrees. Right now it's sunny and 77 degrees in Lawrence at 4:30.
We're also investigating. For NPR News, I'm Nick Delacanal in Charlotte.
And you're listening to NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Tom Parkinson with these regional headlines. Parts of southern, central, and western Kansas were battered by severe storms last night. Some of those storms included large hail and heavy rains. KSNW-TV reports that tennis ball-sized hail plummeted Mineola. In Clark County, the reports of baseball-sized hail. In Comanche County, Stafford and Saline counties were also hit with large hail and torrential rains. Flooding became a major problem at the Kansas State Fair in Hutchinson. Fair officials closed all parking lots at the fairgrounds, and they'll be running a shuttle service today and likely tomorrow as well. The fair runs through Sunday. Parts of central and western Kansas received significant rainfall as well, ranging from 7.5 to 10 inches of rain west of Salina. Now Governor Laura Kelly issued a state of disaster emergency this morning for the flooded areas in north central and south central parts of the state. The declaration allows resources to be used to provide state assistance in those areas. A planning commission has once again delayed a vote on an industrial waste processing plant in Kansas City, Kansas. Noah Taborda has more on that story.
This is the second time there's been a delay. Once last month, when the commission instructed the company behind the project to hold public forums with Armourdale residents. But the New Jersey-based company ReWorld has yet to do that. Many oppose the plant opening near their homes and an elementary school. Beto Lugo-Martinez of the group Rise for Environmental Justice showed up to the meeting last night to raise those concerns.
There was no hearing for it. They just pushed it over to November.
Lugo Martinez says they don't know when ReWorld will hold a public meeting. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Noah Taborda.
So who is the richest person in Kansas? Well, Forbes magazine has just released its annual list of the wealthiest Americans. The latest Forbes 400 ranking shows that the 400 wealthiest people in the country combined are worth a record-setting $6.6 trillion. That's up $1.2 trillion over last year. Elon Musk is at the top of the list, worth more than $400 billion. Alice Walton, the only daughter of Walmart founder Sam Walton, remains the wealthiest woman in America with an estimated net worth of $106 billion. And Charles Koch, chairman of Koch Incorporated of Wichita, is the richest man in Kansas, worth an estimated $73.8 billion. Koch Incorporated is the second largest privately held company in the United States. Major League Baseball, the Kansas City Royals lost to the Cleveland Guardians last night. 10-2 was the score in Cleveland. The second of that four-game series is set for this afternoon at 5:40. Just about an hour from now, sunny and 77 degrees at 4:35.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Juana Summers.
The time is 4:48, and you're listening to NPR's All Things Considered here on Kansas Public Radio. KPR's your place for NPR News.
Support for KPR comes from Cromwell Solar, reminding listeners that tax credits for installing solar and battery systems on homes are set to expire soon. More information at cromwellsolar.com.
Just ahead on Kansas Public Radio, President Trump has promised to crack down on crime in Chicago. Morning Edition host Steve Inskeep spoke with Governor Pritzker in Chicago about the potential for racial profiling, and we'll hear more about that coming up in just a couple of minutes here on KPR. Also ahead, just after 5 o'clock, a New York Times investigation has concluded that the largest bank in the United States enabled Jeffrey Epstein's crimes, even as evidence against him began to pile up.
There were warning lights that should have gone off, largely focusing around the large cash transactions that Epstein was doing.
More on Epstein's relationship with J.P. Morgan Chase. That's coming up at 7 minutes after 5.
Support for KPR comes from Cromwell Solar, reminding listeners that tax credits for installing solar and battery systems on homes are set to expire soon. More information at cromwellsolar.com.
Partly cloudy this evening. Overnight lows drop to around 62 degrees. Sunny and 77 degrees at 10 minutes until 5.
This is...
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from this station and from Progressive Insurance with Snapshot, which monitors safe driving habits to determine a personalized rate at progressive.com. Not available in California or from all agents. From Fisher Investments, Fisher's dedicated team of specialists provide resources on investing, retirement income, estate planning, and more. Learn more at FisherInvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. From American Jewish World Service, committed to the fight for human rights, supporting advocates and grassroots organizations worldwide working towards democracy, equity, and justice at ajws.org. And from the listeners who support this NPR station.
The Department of Health and Human Services is putting out a new report on children's health, this as the secretary comes under scrutiny for his policies, on the next Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us for Morning Edition every weekday morning, Monday through Friday, starting at 5 a.m. from 5 to 9, here on Kansas Public Radio, your place for NPR News. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU, and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Oldsburg, Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, and you can listen online anytime from anywhere at kansaspublicradio.org or ask your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. It's 5 o'clock.
This is NPR.
And you're listening to NPR's All Things Considered on your place for NPR News, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from City Wine Market, specializing in wines for every palate and striving to help find customers' next bottle of wine since 2010. More information at citywinemarket.com.
Partly cloudy this evening and through the overnight hours with lows near 62, sunny and 77 degrees now at 6 after 5.
From NPR News, this is All Things Considered.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio at 91.5 and Lawrence, 99.5 in Manhattan. And online, of course, kansaspublicradio.org. You can listen on the website anytime. U.S. employers are adding far fewer jobs than initially tallied in the latest sign that the labor market may be a bit weaker than expected. Details on that ahead in just about 5 minutes. Also coming up in this next half hour, artists will gather to perform in North Lawrence tomorrow night for an event called Words Save Lives. Organizer Marcia Epstein says The artistic performances featuring poetry, dance, and music are being held on World Suicide Prevention Day.
Not every performance is a sad performance about suicide and suicide loss or struggles, because we need to laugh.
The event, Words Save Lives, is being held tomorrow night, Wednesday night, at the Union Pacific Depot in North Lawrence. It's intended for a mature audience. We'll hear more about it coming up in about 25 minutes. As All Things Considered continues here on Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas City Zoo and Aquarium, offering Friends of the Zoo memberships, providing admission to the zoo for an entire year. Membership supports the zoo's conservation fund, preserving wildlife around the world. More at kansascityzoo.org.
Join award-winning journalist and scorekeeper on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, Bill Curtis, for the release of his new book, Whirlwind, My Life in Reporting the News. It's coming up Thursday, September 18th at 7:30 at Maselli's in Lawrence. Tickets available at kansaspublicradio.org. Look under the Shop tab.
Support for
The government is putting out a report on children's health, and this follows tense exchanges between Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and senators over vaccines. We'll talk about the Make America Healthy Again Commission report, the government's latest proposed actions, on the next Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us for Morning Edition tomorrow morning and every weekday morning starting at 5 a.m. from 5 until 9 here on Kansas Public Radio. The Prime Minister of Nepal has resigned after protesters attacked politicians and set fire to the parliament. We'll hear more about that just ahead here on Kansas Public Radio. Partly cloudy skies in the forecast. Overnight lows expected to drop to around 62 degrees. It's 77 degrees in Lawrence now at 5:30.
Program. The Office of Management and Budget says grants will continue going to emergency alert infrastructure, but stations waiting to be repaid for investments they already made have doubts about the program's future. Michael Copley, NPR News.
You're listening to NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Tom Parkinson, and for Laura Lorson this afternoon with these regional headlines. Parts of southern, central, and western Kansas were battered by severe storms last night, and some of those storms included large hail and heavy rains. KSNW TV reports that tennis ball-sized hail pummeled Mineola in Clark County, and baseball-sized hail came down in Comanche County. Stafford and Saline counties were also hit with large hail and torrential rains. Flooding became a major problem at the Kansas State Fair in Hutchinson. Officials closed all the parking lots at the fairgrounds, and they are running a shuttle service today and will likely do so tomorrow. The fair runs through Sunday. Parts of central and western Kansas received significant rainfall yesterday, ranging from 7.5 to 10 inches of rain west of Salina. Governor Laura Kelly has issued a state of disaster emergency for the flooded areas in the north central and south central parts of the state. The declaration allows resources to be used to provide assistance in those areas. A planning commission has once again delayed a vote on industrial waste processing plant projects in Kansas City, Kansas. The City Planning Commission for the Unified Government of Wyandotte County and Kansas City, Kansas, already put off the decision once, asking the company behind the project to hold some public forums. But the New Jersey-based company ReWorld has yet to do so. Many residents oppose building the plant and near their homes and an elementary school. Beto Lugar Martinez of the group Rise for Environmental Justice showed up at the meeting last night. He says that's when he learned about the delay.
There wasn't any, checking in with the community. Is that all right with you all, you know? It was more like, oh, they asked for this, so they're going to get this.
Luca Martinez says his group doesn't know the exact date when the commission will take up the issue again or when ReWorld may hold a public meeting. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment is reporting that one person is dead, several others are severely ill after being infected with West Nile virus. a disease that can cause neurological problems. The KTHE says it has recorded 12 cases of West Nile in the state so far this year, and that one person has died as a result of the virus. KSNT-TV reports that 11 of the reported cases of the infection are classified as less severe. One is considered severe, and the severe variety can cause symptoms like inflammation of the brain, high fever, and loss of vision. The West Nile virus is typically carried by mosquitoes. It has about a 10% fatality rate among those infected with the more serious strain. The KDHE says this year's West Nile infections so far have been reported in North Central, South Central, Southeast, and Northeast Kansas. Partly cloudy with overnight lows near 62 degrees. It's 5:35.
NPR News. I'm Mary Louise Kelly.
And I'm listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Tom Parkinson. It's 5:44. Wednesday is World Suicide Prevention Day, and in Lawrence, the day will be recognized by a free event at the Union Pacific Depot. It's called Words Save Lives, an evening filled with performances of poetry, dance, and music. One of the organizers is Lawrence resident Marcia Epstein. She's the former director of the Headquarters Counseling Center, now known as Headquarters Kansas. Epstein is perhaps best known for her decades of work helping other people deal with suicide loss. KPR's Jay Schaefer spoke with her about tomorrow evening's event.
The first Word Save Lives, current tag on my social media posts, love really is the answer, and love is a verb. Taking a minute to recognize humans as humans and smiling. And if they don't smile back, that's okay.
Kindness.
We need to remember kindness. We need to stop being so afraid of other people and then not treating them with kindness. Kindness really is the thing.
That's Marcia Epstein, one of the organizers of the 12th annual Words Save Lives. The free event will be held tomorrow evening from 6 to 9 p.m. at the Union Pacific Depot in North Lawrence. Marcia Epstein was speaking to KPR's Jay Schaefer. Words Saves Lives is intended for adults and older teens.
Support for KPR comes from the KU Natural History Museum, offering memberships to help support the museum's mission of studying life, past and present on, to educate, engage, and inspire. Membership details at biodiversity.ku.edu.
It's 10 minutes before 6, coming up just after the top of the hour. The latest news headlines from around the world. Also coming up just after 6 o'clock, Israel has carried out an airstrike targeting Hamas leadership. They've done that in Qatar.
Israel acted wholly independently, and we take full responsibility for this action.
Qatar has been a key mediator between Israel and Hamas, and condemned the attack as a brutal violation of all international laws and norms. More on that ahead on All Things Considered.
From NPR News, this is All Things Considered.
Viking.com. And from listeners like you who donate to this NPR station.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg, Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210 CRN Atchison 89.9 and K258BT in Manhattan at 99.5. And you can listen online anytime at kansaspublicradio.org. Partly cloudy skies expected tonight, overnight lows around 62 degrees. Fair skies and 75 degrees at 6 o'clock.